As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Welcome to the Total Soccer Show, and a very special show that comes round but once a year. It's a time where we gather our microphones around the fire, possibly roasting chestnuts, drinking mulled wine, and discussing how much we love Graham Ruthven. We'll also use this special time to make our suggestions for Christmas presents for all and sundry in the world of soccer. Be prepared, it's about to get festive up in here. My name is Ryan Bailey, and I feel a song coming on right now. Taylor Rockwell, he's got a beard and looks great in red. Taylor Rockwell, just like Santa, he's got cheddar spread. Taylor Rockwell, thank you for turning up on time.
Hey, I like the dig at the end. Thank you for that. That was a wonderful introduction, and I now know how Graham feels because I had my head on my desk and I was laughing but uncomfortable all at once.
Speak of the devil. You better watch out. You better not be rude. The man joining us now only eats fried food. Graham Ruthven's joining us on the pod.
Hello, Ryan. I wish the fried food bit was not as accurate as it is, but yeah, I can't deny who I am.
And neither should you, Graham. Neither should you. Embrace it. One more song for you. You know who it's for. Joseph Lowery, da 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 da. Joseph Lowery, da 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 da. Joseph Lowery, this goes on quite a bit. Joseph Lowery, he's gonna talk to Taylor Rockwell. He's gonna talk to Graham Ruthven. He's gonna talk to Ryan Bailey. That's me. Say hello, Joe.
Ryan, I think all four of us, yourself included, and all of the listeners knew exactly what was about to happen when you said, "Oh, I feel a song coming on." Ryan, that was beautiful. Holy cow.
Well, it was three songs that came on in the end, Joe.
You're right.
Triple
right. One, two, three.
Ryan, did you finally discover Italian espresso? Is that what's happened? Is that why you're coming in hot?
Full disclosure, I've had two chocolate donuts just before recording, and I
hey, it shows.
There we go.
It definitely shows. Yeah.
I look forward to the end of this episode when you crash and it's just like, all right, anyway, I guess. Well, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, bye.
I hope it comes at the end and not sooner, Taylor. Let me just say that. But this is, as I mentioned at the top, a festive episode. I hope I have brought some festivities with my slightly dodgy singing from the start there. But thank you, gents, for joining me. Thank you, listener, for joining us. I think, Taylor, how are we going to do this? We're going to go around the houses and suggest some gifts for maybe the folk in the world of soccer. How do you want to play it, Taylor?
Yeah, I forget how we started this tradition, but it's a thing we do Thanksgiving. We talk about the things we're thankful for in the world of soccer. We sometimes do New Year's resolutions. I think that is a plan for 2022. We're going to give some people what their resolutions should be, as well as give some of our own. But for the holiday season, we like to do some holiday gift giving, be it Boxing Day giving, Christmas giving, whatever else you want it to be. We're going to go through. We've got some gifts for each other that we would theoretically like to give, some gifts for players, coaches, teams, whatever they might be. Most of them pretty tongue-in-cheek. I don't know if any of you all are giving serious gifts to Louis van Gaal or something like that. But for the most part, mine are pretty lighthearted, I think. I hope. We'll see what happens.
Louis Van Gaal and I, our gift-giving's a private thing. I don't really want to bring it
That's fair.
Here, Taylor. But I will kick the ball off. Kick the ball off? That's not an expression. I'll get the ball rolling, Taylor.
I feel like Louis Van Gaal put like balls in your mind, basically, is what I was assuming you meant when you said that you prefer to give each other gifts in private.
Okay, lifting us out of the gutter. Thank you, Mr. Rockwell, to start with my first gift. I found a gift on Amazon.com. It's a popular website, I understand. This is $22. It is called Managing Your Money All in One for Dummies. Can you guess which club in Spain I'm going to gift this to, Graham?
Is it a certain club in Catalonia, perhaps?
It is indeed. It's not Espanol. Barcelona are getting this book from me. This easy-to-understand guide shows you how to assess your financial situation, calculate debt, prepare a budget, trim spending, boost your income, and improve your credit score, all of which I think Barcelona could stand to do at the moment. I don't quite get what is going on at the Camp Nou, Graham. Can you explain it to me? We've got bids going in, apparently, for Ferran Torres in the region of $75 million. We've got the socios at Barcelona approving $1.75 billion worth of renovations at the stadium. Apparently, over 42,000 members voted for that, just 5,000 against. And also, lots and lots of debt, $1.5 billion in debt as well. How can they be doing this spending when they have so much debt? Do they need my book, Graham?
I think they do. I think Mr. Laporta might have secured a giant credit line that might come into action in the new year. So that is maybe the literal explanation for how they are seemingly getting ready to spend a lot of money. I actually also had Barcelona on my list of gifts, but I had down that I was going to get them one of those piggy banks that you literally can't open without smashing it. So between your book and my piggy bank, I think that would probably save them from themselves. You know, you talk about Ferran Torres, they wouldn't be able to get their hand into the piggy bank to sign Ferran Torres. If you sell Frankie de Jong and Ousmane Dembele, that money goes on the piggy bank, Barca, not on Erling Haaland. And yeah, this is the only way, coupled with your book, that I think we can stop them.
Graham, a question and then a comment. The question, does the piggy bank have to be kept in public so that they can't smash it privately and then try to replace it with a similar looking one? Yeah. Like, do they have to keep it out front and then just sort of add to it publicly over time?
I think as long as Josep Bartomeu doesn't know where it is, that's probably the number one criteria of where to keep the piggy bank. Other than that, maybe keep it away from Laporta as well, actually. Yeah, just actually keep it at Real Madrid, actually, now that I think about it.
And then, I like that idea. And then, Ryan, if you don't mind, my comment would be, I guess it's another question. Would you please read what I have just sent to the group via our WhatsApp group chat? Because this is why you have redundancies when you're planning for your Christmas gifts. I ended up coming up with 10 Christmas gifts thinking that maybe there would be a little bit of overlap. Ryan, do you have that message now?
I'm reading the copy. One of Taylor's ideas for a Christmas gift was get Barcelona a copy of the For Dummies book called How to Help Your Club Recover from Financial Ruin for Dummies. It's 6,000 pages, but the gist is maybe you can't sign everybody. Great minds, Taylor! Great minds! My only reason for caution now, Taylor, is if we get them two heavy books, they're just going to use them to smash piggy banks, aren't they?
I mean, it does feel that way. I feel like we really should have coordinated our gifts. It's going to be awkward when Joe bought them a giant hammer, and then we're going to know for sure that we're in trouble.
Oh,
Joe, did you buy them a giant hammer?
I didn't, but now I'm really wishing that I did, just for the chaos play here.
All right, does anyone want to get any more digs in on Barcelona before we move on?
I think we've done a good job.
Excellent. Joe, we'll come to you then, sir. What would you like to share with the group?
Okay, so I'll go to a book as well. I believe this is the only book that I'm planning on purchasing anyone. You can buy it on Amazon. It's $24, but I would recommend thriftbooks.com. It's only $6.39. That's a bit of a steal. I want to give every single Premier League team that isn't Manchester City or Liverpool a novel. This is the book by Julia Claiborne Johnson, and it's entitled Better Luck Next Time, because this thing's done. It's wrapped up by Christmas. I know Chelsea are still close in the table. Just no part of me actually believes. After Graham and I both said early on in the season that team felt like a genuine title contender, maybe even our title favorites, it just now really doesn't feel like that for a whole host of reasons. But I think this title race is going to City, or it's going to Liverpool. You could really give this gift to almost anyone in the Bundesliga that's not named Bayern Munich. This is a pretty versatile one, but I figured I'd send it to everyone not named Man City or Liverpool in the Premier League.
That's an interesting one, Joe. I'm just thinking if I'm Norwich, that's going to hit harder than if I'm Wolves, if I receive that gift.
Anyone in the bottom three there, Ryan, it could hit real hard. It could hit real hard.
At this point, I'm thinking you'd probably give it to Liverpool as well. I've got this growing sense that City are just going to run away with it in 2022 like they have in a number of years recently.
I'll have an extra copy waiting, and I've got Jurgen's address, so I can just send it on over should that opportunity in time arise, Graham.
Actually, Joe, I think you should get an additional copy for all 20 Premier League teams because you can give City their copy when the Champions League final rolls around.
Oh, very good. Very good, Ryan.
Excellent. Right, so you're buying in bulk then. That's quite a heavy sleigh for Santa there with all those books for basically every top five European team who's not called Bayern or City or Liverpool, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be easy for him, but to be honest, it's not about him. It's more about me and the rest of us giving our gifts on this show.
And that is a fair point, Ryan. Surely the Bundesliga has like a mates rates thing going on for that book for teams that aren't Bayern Munich, you know, over the last 9 years. I'm pretty sure they've distributed a few of those.
Yes, a 50 plus one rate of some sort, Graham. I like where your head is at. Taylor, I like where your head is at because it's very similar to where my head is at, apparently. What do you got next there?
Oh, I feel like we're going to have some splits here from this point on, because I guess I've been watching a lot of like sci-fi. But up first, I want to get Greg Berhalter the Weird Science Machine so he can make a person. But instead of making an 80s actress, it makes a number nine who does everything
Taylor,
he needs.
No, Taylor.
that's what I think we really need, is to get Greg Berhalter some sort of science magic machine that will allow him to solve all of the USMNT's roster problems.
Okay, I have to cut in. I have to cut in here, Taylor. I'm so sorry. I want to give Ernie Stewart, Brian McBride. This is the last gift I have on my list. Ernie Stewart, Brian McBride, and Greg Berhalter, the DeLorean. Ryan, be proud of me. Graham, be proud of me. Taylor, be proud of me. A reference from a movie from the 80s. Everyone, thank you. Thank you. I want to give all of them the DeLorean from Back to the Future so they can go back a decade and snag Josie Altidore. Not the same gift, Taylor, that you're talking about here, but we're drinking the same Kool-Aid at this point.
I like it. I like it. It is not the last of my weird technology ideas, but I really enjoy that either way we're ending up with a forward who scores goals and fits the system. Joe, yes. I like this approach.
Cheers to you, sir. A glass of Nog to you, sir.
Joe, so you got Back to the Future. I'm astounded at the reference. Do you get Weird Science?
No. Shoot, I thought that was just like Taylor describing his machine, like weird, science machine.
It's fine. I think I've seen Weird Science once in my entire life, but I could not think of another. The only other thing that I could think of that like creates beings was The Fly, and I don't think we need any combination of Jeff Goldblum and a fly involved in the U.S. national team.
Yeah, I Weird Science is a bit foggy in my mind, but I think The Fly combined beings rather than creating them, Taylor, if I'm going to be technical with you.
That might could be. And then I think, what's the... now I can't remember what it was. The movie where like there's a whole test. It's not Blade Runner, but there's a thing where they're like making robots, but you can't tell if the robots are real humans or not. I have to remember what it is, but maybe we need that one. Yeah, it's the one. First of all, spoiler alert, anytime you do that, it ends poorly. But that was the only other one I was thinking is like, can we make artificial humans that could play number nine? But I feel like that is setting us on a path towards all hail our machine overlords.
Well, they already did that, and his name is Erling Haaland.
There we go. Dude, if you told me an active footballer was also a Terminator, I'd be like, it's Erling Haaland. You did not try to hide that.
Well, speaking of number nines in the Bundesliga, I'll move on to my next gift. I'd like to give something to Robert Lewandowski. He's had so little this year, you might have noticed. I won on eBay.com, another popular website, I understand. In Japan, there's a seller in Japan with 93.3% positive feedback selling a replica Ballon d'Or trophy. It's $72 plus $11 shipping. I think it's very reasonable for what it is. I presume it's solid gold, even though it's a replica. Robert Lewandowski deserves one of these trophies, whether it's from eBay or whether it's from FIFA, in my opinion. Incredibly consistent player, basically deserved this award in 2020. Leo Messi, when he was receiving the most recent award, said as much. Robert Lewandowski, you deserve this award. You think back to what he's done in the past couple of years, helped Bayern to a sextuple, which is always fun to say. Top scorer in the league in the Champions League previous season, 2021 European Golden Boot, beat Gerd Müller's 49-year standing goal-scoring record to get 41 goals in a season. Scored the most goals of any player in the European First Division in the calendar year of 2021. Went 19 games in a row scoring. What more does this guy have to do to get an eBay replica trophy, Joe? That's why I ask you.
I have an answer to that.
I think... I think Robert Lewandowski is right in the sweet spot to receive an eBay replica Ballon d'Or trophy. I think you are well within your right to send him one, sir.
We have picked the same people for gifts, Ryan Bailey, so far, because I also had Robert Lewandowski on my list, but I've gone down a slightly different route. So when I said I had an answer for why he doesn't have a Ballon d'Or, I'm thinking about his internet activity. So when I went when I pulled on that thread, I thought I'd maybe get him a new phone. And I thought I would get him a Nokia 105. Now, for anyone who isn't familiar with that specific model of phone, which I wasn't before I did some Googling, this phone doesn't have any internet. It's strictly for messages and phone calls only.
Yes,
and most crucially for Mr. Lewandowski, there's no apps, which means there's no TikTok for him either. And you may think I'm being a bit of a killjoy by not letting him pop and lock to his heart's content on TikTok. But this is directly linked to him not winning the Ballon d'Or, if you ask me. Look at the players around him in the Ballon d'Or voting. Do you know what none of them do? Do you know what Messi has never done? Posted a TikTok of him popping and locking. So the science is undeniable for me. And when Lewandowski has a Ballon d'Or this time next year, he can thank me for his internet-less phone.
Graham, first of all, that was brilliant. Second of all, I will be clipping you saying pop and lock, which is not something I ever thought
thank you,
I would
thank
hear you,
you
say. It's going to bring me great joy in about an hour and a half.
One of my only serious ones, semi-serious, because I also had a fake Ballon d'Or trophy for Robert Lewandowski. I didn't realize that the award he won is called the Ballon d'Or Striker of the Year Award, which seems ridiculous to call it the Ballon d'Or Striker of the Year Award. And I think we should just call it the Lewandowski from now on, or the Ballon d'Or Lewandowski. And it should just be the player who maybe deserved it, but was never actually going to get it. And that allows us to give it to a goalkeeper, let's say next year, or a defensive midfielder or a center back. Like the player who is maybe the best player
like
in the world.
Idea.
What'd you say, Graham?
I like that idea.
Yeah, right?
I don't know if this is a joke or not, but I am in favor of this.
It's kind of not. I feel like we should just call it the Lewandowski, and maybe that could be our Total Soccer Show award, is who gets the Lewandowski next year, and it's our consensus best player in the world that maybe won't end up winning the Ballon d'Or, but we're cool with it.
Taylor, I like the spirit of that idea, but do you not feel like the Lewandowski, or the Levy, if we can call it
the
that,
Levy, become, of course, obviously.
It become a bit of an albatross. It become the silver medal of world soccer. Oh, yeah, look at Sergio Ramos over there. He only got the Levy this year.
Well, two things there. First of all, you know, you are what you believe you are. So if we pretend as though it's not the premier award, then no one else will believe it is. But if we pretend that it is, then I think it does become like sort of the premier award for world football. So I'm fine with that. But also, worst case scenario, if the award that we've sort of made up on the fly collectively becomes the second most prestigious footballing honor in the world, I'm cool with it. I feel like that is, it's okay. I'd prefer top, but second is fine.
Graham, one more thing on the TikTok. As much as I get the logic and the timelines where the TikTok has prevented Lewandowski from winning this trophy, he's a peacock. You've got to let him fly. You've got to let the world enjoy his TikToks, haven't you? They're wonderful, aren't they?
I do enjoy them, but I don't know if I'm laughing with Robert Lewandowski or cruelly laughing at him, frankly. So, yeah, I feel like it would benefit him in some way. He's too much of a square to win a Ballon d'Or. We need to help him in that regard.
Yeah, indeed. Can't win a circular award when you're a square, after all, Graham.
Yeah, what people keep telling me.
Let's take a quick festive break. We'll be back shortly with more gift giving.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Today's episode is brought to you by Shopify. On the Total Soccer Show, we often talk about the importance of a manager who can clearly and effectively communicate their tactics and then a squad of players capable of executing that approach, but also adding some individual flair along the way. And that's the same relationship you're getting with Shopify. You tell them how you want things to work or what you need to get done, and they execute the game plan, sometimes even better than you could have expected, with Shopify Magic, their AI-powered all-star. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real store stage, all the way to the did we just hit over a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. From what I've heard from family members who use Shopify for their online store, which has evolved into an amazing brick-and-mortar location, Shopify has helped with that growth, and with every step along the way, they've made it easier to process and track orders, run the business day-to-day, and help with long-term growth as well. So whether you're auctioning autographed jerseys or selling custom stadium prints, both of which are awesome, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, the aforementioned AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States and is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, their extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/TSS. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TSS now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. One more time, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/TSS.
Total Soccer Show, welcome back to our festive special. Taylor Rockwell, I come to you, the bearer of gifts. Bear for us, please.
I'm gonna go. I've got a few more that aren't for my fellow co-hosts, and I do have another serious one. I lied. I thought the Lewandowski was the only like semi-serious one, but here's another one.
That was semi-serious.
I'm going to, well, the idea of now we have this award, the Levy, as I think we've landed upon, and I think it should be silver. It should be a silver award. So I think we're going to kind of continue to brainstorm that one. In the meantime, I'm going to give to our listeners a gift of a promise that when we cover the World Cup in 2022. Which maybe will be in person. That would be cool to have all four of us covering it together. We will do so, or at least I will do so, because of the soccer and not to glorify the host nation. I'm not sure how or what that looks like, but I continue to have like sort of mixed emotions about the 2022 World Cup, the change of schedule, the venue itself, the sort of sports washing we've already seen happening. And so I think I would like us to be able to cover the soccer that's happening because it's the World Cup, and that's always such an important thing. And I don't think we should sort of turn our eyes away from the World Cup because of where it's being hosted. But simultaneously, I don't think we should turn ourselves away from the reality of where it's being hosted and everything that's gone on. So that's sort of my pledge as we move towards the United States hopefully qualifying for and playing in a World Cup. We can't really ignore it, nor would I want to. But simultaneously, I don't want to ignore everything else surrounding that World Cup.
So we won't be using the hashtag Love Qatar then.
I mean, you all are welcome to, and that will be your final appearance on the show.
How about we do hashtag ambivalent about Qatar? Would that help?
Yeah. Perplexed about Qatar. Yeah, I feel like they're not really as okay with those, but that works really well.
Strong doubts about Qatar.
And I should say, like, I know this is slightly hypocritical because here with us we have the dictator of Porto, but I ask you this. Have we heard about any sort of horrific stadium atrocities happening in Porto? I don't believe we had. So Joe is doing a good job. I don't think that we should just be blanket criticizing people. So Joe, I think you're okay. Qatar, less so.
Yeah, Taylor, it's not that hard, right? Just eliminate the free press. That's what we've done
exactly.
In Porto.
He's controlling the messaging, Taylor.
It's really simple.
He said that way too confidently. Like, I suddenly don't really love Joe the Freedom Fighter becoming Joe the Dictator. I have concerns.
It's not that hard, guys. It's not that hard.
You do make a very serious point, though, Taylor, in that, you know, there is a lot of talk about Qatar and the controversies that come with it. But, you know, it doesn't mean we shouldn't cover it. Like, journalists are still duty-bound to go to Qatar because that's what journalists do. They go to places where the news is happening and it's going to be the World Cup. It's the, you know, the biggest sporting event we have. So I think it still warrants us giving it the full coverage it deserves, even if we can express reservation about the circumstances.
Yeah, it's not as though we were part of the voting group who decided it should be in Qatar, nor are the people who will be going. And it is, I've never been to a World Cup. I know at least one of you, two of you have. And everything I've heard is that it's just a global party, and you get to be in an area with people from all different walks of life, from all different countries and backgrounds. And it's this opportunity to be in this very like diverse global party. And I think that's such a unique thing. It's why I think the World Cup is so special. So I wouldn't even begrudge people who are going to Qatar and do celebrate and do get excited and do partake in some of the events that I'm sure they will have there for people who are attending and in between games. But I think it is still just such an important thing to not move away from and not sort of forget why it's there and the reasons behind it and the fact that many of the people who decided it should be there have been indicted for corruption.
Indeed.
Fire truck of lawyers for Graham.
I am lucky enough to have attended a World Cup, as you mentioned there, Taylor. Mm-hmm. I wonder, when the hosts lose 7-1 to Germany, whether there will be a similar reaction to the one I saw at the World Cup I was present at when that happened, because I'm not convinced it will be, because it was a pretty dark time.
Joe, you and I covered Qatar a little bit when we were doing the Gold Cup this summer, and they were a surprising team, a scrappier team than I expected them to be. I think I initially thought, yeah, they're going to be destroyed in every single game.
They're not, yeah.
Yeah, and I think South Africa was the first one, the host nation, to break the trend of every host nation qualifying for the knockout round. So it's not even that sort of question of will Qatar qualify for the knockout round. But basically, from what you saw of them this past summer and the idea that they have another year to continue to prep and train and get ready for this, do you think they're going to be somewhat competitive when the World Cup rolls around?
Absolutely. I mean, they shouldn't be favorites to top any group, I don't think, no. After, you know, they lose to the U.S. in the Gold Cup. They lose in the semifinals of that tournament. Could have been one round earlier. But they've been involved in South American competition. They've been around in North and Central American competition. They've been involved in European competition. They're like a ghost team in one of the World Cup qualifying groups in UEFA. They've got real talent. They play together a bunch. They're all from the same. They're all playing games domestically in the same area. They have a ton of cohesion. They play a pretty appealing style of soccer and a pretty effective style of soccer too. I'm not banking on them necessarily until I see the groups for them to get out of any particular group. But at least right now, knowing what we know, I would not be shocked at all if they do make it out into the round of 16.
I won't pretend to have watched much of Qatar at all or anything recently, to be honest. I might have caught them in a couple of those European games that you were talking about, Joe, there, but they're Asian champions, are they not? Did they not win the last Asian Confederation Cup?
So yeah,
you know, that kind of highlights the pedigree that they now have as a football nation. And I don't expect them to make a deep run at the tournament, but I don't think the World Cup in 2022 was given to Qatar all those years ago. I think we all thought they were going to be maybe the worst host nation of all time. I probably don't expect them to be that. I think they'll be really competitive in most matches they play.
What if they played Scotland, Graham? How would you see that one shaking out?
Well, we've got John McGinn and Billy Gilmore, and I don't care how many Brazilians they've nationalised or Qatar, you know, no one can compare to John McGinn's backside.
Very true. Very true. Can't argue with that. All right. Why don't we move on to another gift? I'm going to give one now, if you don't mind, guys. I would like to give a gift to Ronnie Daler. I've been perusing the Lululemon website. I don't know if you guys are bougie enough to go on the Lululemon website, but they have the Always in Motion boxer brief, 5-inch, 5-pack. It's $108. This is a good gift. This is worthy of an MLS Cup winner.
How many boxer briefs do you get for $108?
Five.
Oh, well, okay.
It's not terrible.
I thought you were going to say one or two, in which case you would have had no right to criticize me in my winter weather Premier League football.
Frankly, Graham, I think if you are prepared to be 46 years old, stripping to your underwear on TV straight after very important women's basketball games on Saturday in prime time, I think you need to have good underwear to do so. And you know, when you've got a, you know, they say when you've got a package that good, you've got to gift wrap it. Lululemon,
right,
underwear.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
His underwear wasn't that bad, was it? I mean, I don't know if anyone has seen the recent recent episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David goes to his dentist has a problem with his frayed underwear. I don't think Ronnie Dyla's underwear was anything like that. It wasn't bad, was it?
Yeah, I forgot what that guy is. But yeah, I think that is a plot point and an amazing episode at that. I am cracking up because, Ryan, can you please check WhatsApp again? Thank you, Joe.
I will. That was Josh Gad, wasn't it, Graham?
Yes. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's Josh Gad. Yeah,
I can never remember if it's Josh Gad or Bobby Moynihan. They're sort of like, I feel like, taking gigs from each other pretty regularly.
It appears maybe in future Christmas shows we should maybe talk about what we're going to give as gifts, because once again, I'm looking at Joe Lowry's list here. I want to give Ronnie Daler charcoal boxer briefs. You can buy these. Oh, tell us about the ones you found, Joe.
Yeah, so Ryan, this is actually why I'm glad we didn't compare, because now Ronnie's going to have a few different options to choose from arriving in his mailbox. You went a little bit more of the bougie luxury route from Lululemon. I went and looked on the MLS store. So MLSstore.com. Oh, you guys can go and look at these too. I want to give Ronnie Daler NYCFC charcoal boxer briefs. So these are NYCFC branded underwear. And guys, this is the best part. They're on sale right now. I found you a bargain with the book earlier, $6.39. Come on now. I found you a bargain with these boxer briefs. They're $8. They're like on a 200% markdown, and I can't imagine why. These would be a great touch. All I'm saying is these would be a great touch for his next big strip, which frankly, I can't wait to get here, honestly.
Are they charcoal colored or made out of charcoal?
Great question, Graham. I'm not going to lie. I didn't click on them, but I'm assuming they're charcoal colored and not actually made from charcoal composite.
Yeah, that's probably a safe assumption.
Joe's purchasing habits so far remind me of my buddy in high school who, he did it mostly to be tongue-in-cheek, but he went to buy his girlfriend a Valentine's Day gift and paid the store extra money to get their Valentine's Day balloon that just said sale on it. And then he gave her a balloon that said sale. And I feel like Joe is going a similar route by going to the bargain bin of MLSsoccer.com to find on sale discounted underwear. And that's the gift he's giving. Bravo, Joe. Bravo.
Oh, thank you. I didn't even know the MLS store existed until yesterday. So we're all learning things this holiday season.
I definitely know it exists, but I have to say, I have never bought my underwear from it. It's not really where I'd go to for that.
Graham, you can change that right now.
Graham only buys his underwear from, like, the local deli, I'm assuming, or something like that.
Yeah. Well, the barber / tackle shop has...
Oh, it's kind of tackle shop. Oh,
yeah, I was going to say, that tackle, that has a different meaning as well.
I'm on a MLSstore.com wormhole now. I've just put boxer briefs in the search bar, and the first pair that comes up is Colorado Rapids... micro mesh boxer briefs. It's got like a mountain over your groin. They're very, very loud. Wow. And there's an Atlanta United pair that look like, you'll look like Iron Man if you wear them, basically. They're red and black and they look very cartoonish. Wonderful stuff. I'm glad we've got to this point in the conversation where we're discussing MLS themed underwear. Oh, the Inter Miami ones have got birds on them. Flamingos, I guess.
Oh, boy.
But maybe Ronnie Daler needs to, you know, up his game with the underwear. It was just a pair of charcoal or black underpants, right? Do we think he should have something? I mean, like, you know, who was the player who got fined for having Paddy Power on his underwear?
Oh, Nicholas Bentner.
Was it Bentner? Yeah. It was Nicholas Bentner. Maybe he needs to start getting some sponsorship on there if he's going to be doing this on the reg, right, Graham?
Yeah. I mean, anything's a billboard.
Anything's a billboard.
That's the spirit. All right, who wants to go next? Graham, what have you got for us?
Yeah, I'll go next. So I have got a gift for Jose Mourinho, and I'm going to get him tickets to Disney World. Because do you remember when Pep Guardiola took his sabbatical from soccer after leaving Barcelona, and he went and lived in New York for a year? And the reports at the time that he went and saw some Broadway shows, and I remember seeing a couple of pictures of him just kind of sitting in parks in New York, and he took some time out after being drained, emotionally drained at Barcelona. And I feel like that's what Mourinho needs at this point of his career, but I'm not sure that sitting in Central Park and talking to the pigeons is quite going to cut it for Jose at this point, given the depth of his internal despair. So I think he needs to rediscover the joy in life, and he needs to go to Disney World. I think a few rides on Thunder Mountain, he needs to get that man a pair of Mickey ears, get that man a Dole Whip, but don't stay too long, because in my experience, by the time you get over a week at Disney World, then it could start flipping the other way, and that could be the thing that really makes him snap. So just like 2 or 3 days at Disney World might
sort old curmudgeon Jose out.
I'm imagining Jose Mourinho as sort of a small child. And Graham, this might be a bit of your experience. I don't know if you've been with your daughter, but if you're going after a certain amount of time, even in one day at Disneyland or Disney World, everybody starts to get tired and a little bit cranky.
Yeah.
And I just don't think anyone wants to deal with a cranky, a bit upset Jose Mourinho. So yeah. I think you're very wise with your time restriction there, Graham.
Yeah, we need to ration them.
Yes,
but the right dose of Disney World could spark him into life again.
And the formula is a Dole Whip adds an extra hour on to. So, I mean, however many Dole Whips you want to get, you could extend the trip. But yeah, it's a little risky after 3 days, I'd say.
Joe, when you mention a young Jose Mourinho, I'm just picturing current Jose Mourinho, but shorter with like a giant lollipop in his hand and dressed as a child. Is that what you were picturing?
Yeah, shouting 442 rigid, you know. That, yeah, just kidding. We debunked that a little bit a couple weeks ago. Time is a myth. I don't remember when it was, but he does attack too sometimes. I'm just trying to stay on Jose's good side here.
Like that picture of Wayne Rooney with the massive lollipop in his shorts on holiday. Have people seen that?
No, send it please immediately.
Yeah, I will.
Graham, counterpoint and slightly Scroogey counterpoint. Does Josie deserve nice things?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, send him to Knott's Berry Farm. Actually, that's all he deserves.
Quite the downgrade. Oh, dear. Okay, why don't we take a very quick break and we'll be back shortly with a few more Christmas gifts. Stay tuned.
This episode is supported by FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Celebrity owners Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds' small-town Welsh football club has finally been promoted into League 2 after 15 seasons in the National League. Dedicated staff and supporters celebrate the city's return to glory while bracing for the newfound challenges that come with being in a higher league. Will Wrexham AFC stand up to the challenge and rise again into League 1? FX's Welcome to Wrexham premieres May 2nd on FX. Stream on Hulu. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard it right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask me. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Total Soccer Show, welcome back. We are in a giving mood, aren't we, Joe?
Yes, we are, Ryan Bailey.
Would you care to elaborate on that?
So I was being slightly coy there because I had to do some calculations on my end, and I'll explain that in just a second. I'm going to be giving Jesse Marsh this Christmas season 25,893 Sudokus. Now, Joe, and this is what I'm assuming you're all asking, why are you giving 25,893 Sudokus? Well, according to the internet, the average Sudoku player spends about 20 minutes solving the typical Sudoku puzzle. Write that down, everybody. That's a nice little fact for you. And as I've learned, gentlemen, there are 517,867 minutes between right now, this very second that we're recording, and December 18th, 2022. Now, Joe, what is the significance of December 18th, 2022? Well, so glad you asked, guys.
Oh, you can talk to your own podcast.
That is the World Cup final. So I'm giving Jesse Marsh some Sudokus, and by some I mean 25,893, technically 0.35, but you can't really give a fraction of a Sudoku. Maybe it's partially done. I digress. I'm giving Jesse Marsh 25,000 Sudokus roughly to occupy his time, to keep him busy between now, when he's currently out of work, at least in a soccer sense. I'm giving him time and things to do between now and the World Cup final when, just maybe, the U.S. men's national team job might be available. So you're welcome, Jesse Marsh. You're welcome, Ernie Stewart, Brian McBride. I'm basically doing your jobs for you. Jesse Marsh for president and for USMNT manager, blah, blah, blah. That's my gift.
You could have just given him Call of Duty. That probably would do the job until...
Yeah. Curse you, Graham. Curse you.
Some nice chocolates or something? That would have done the trick, Graham.
You can't eat chocolates straight from now until December 18, 2022.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He'll look like Wayne Rooney in that picture that Graham just sent.
Yeah, listen, the picture of Wayne Rooney with a lollipop, Graham has just sent it to our WhatsApp group. It is quite something. I recommend you Google image that one. Are we saying, Joe, that Jesse Marsh is going to be unemployed for another year?
No, and that's the tricky part, is I actually don't think this is going to happen, and I don't think 2022, I don't know Jesse Marsh personally. I don't think the timing really will work out. He loves Call of Duty, first of all, so it's going to be hard to tear him away from Graham's gift, apparently. But I think he's going to get another job, probably not a Leipzig-tier job, but something in the Bundesliga, something in the Premier League. I mean, there's been plenty of reporting and conversation about some of those things. I think the timing might be more for 2024, 2025, if he decides that he's interested in the international coaching gig right leading into the World Cup cycle. I don't know exactly the World Cup qualifying cycle, I should say. I don't know exactly how that timing is going to work. I don't think this will happen, but just in case he's looking for something to do, I got about 25,000 Sudokus for him waiting in his mailbox.
But if Jesse Marsh has taken over the USMNT after the World Cup, how's Jose Mourinho, fresh from a week at Disney World, going to take over?
2028, Grim, when Arsene Wenger has his way, 2028.
Oh, right, yeah, sure, of course.
And also, you've timed it to the World Cup final. Is that to say that the US will fire their manager after losing the World Cup final?
Yeah, Ryan, I'm not going to lie. There's some minutia of my plan that didn't work out quite as well as I'd like it to. Maybe Jesse Marsh is better at Sudoku than the average Sudoku puzzler. And maybe I wanted to give him a little cushion for when the U.S. bows out in the group stage. So, I don't know. Whatever.
What if American soccer loses Jesse Marsh to Sudoku and he becomes a professional? That's actually his calling in life.
It's another activity that Gerard Piqué organizes into some global championship, and Jesse Marsh
Rasen Ball Sports Sudoku.
Yeah, it could happen. That. But Joe, to continue your theory, it could be that maybe there's a club that is not sure if they want to stick with their current manager this time next year. And with the January window looming, and with Greg Berhalter having won the World Cup with the United States, maybe he gets a gig and then the vacancy opens up for the U.S. Maybe that's how it works out.
Yeah, I could work out. I mean, I hear there's been some managerial turmoil in Leipzig. Greg Berhalter to Leipzig, anyone? They want to play possession soccer. Then we get Jesse Marsh coaching the national team. I mean, I can't see any way that any of this goes poorly.
Berhalter to PSG, that Air Jordan link-up.
Perfect. Yeah. What could go wrong?
I was going to say, the AJ's on the touchline in hashtag ambivalent about Qatar. That's going to be something, isn't it, Grant?
Indeed.
Taylor, yeah. What have you got, sir?
I'm going back to the weird sci-fi realm for a moment, because going with the old joke about Jaguars that you need to have two if you buy a Jaguar, so you have something to drive when the other one is broken down and getting worked on, I want to clone Gio Reyna, and I think that that's pretty self-explanatory. That way, when Gio Reyna has another hamstring issue, we have a backup ready to go, and we are prepared for when the World Cup rolls around. Maybe we have to clone him a couple times, so we... And maybe reinforce the hamstrings when we do that, just so we know that he'll be good to go. But yeah, I'm all about cloning and time travel and the creation of human beings to make the United States win that World Cup. So then Jesse Marsh gets the gig and Berhalter goes to PSG. I feel like we're building it all together. It's becoming one narrative storyline, and I like it.
Who gets to keep the clone, though? Are you gifting the clone to Gio Reyna so that he has another one of himself? Or are you gifting the clone to Greg Berhalter? Does he get a Gio Reyna?
And there are so many movies I want to reference, none of which are appropriate for this episode. I think maybe the best worst option is we'll go the Michael Bay The Island route, and we'll just convince Gio Reyna that he's like on a farm by himself, and there'll be several of him. He'll be an identical twin, and then as we need them, they'll be pulled into national team duty. Maybe they're just in a like secure training facility somewhere, getting better and better every day.
Taylor, I have to say, I was distracted by your initial comment about having two Jaguars, and I was picturing the animal, and I was like,
"Yes,
is it because one will what will one do to the other?" I'm confused, but
You can't have two Jaguars. It's a little known fact. They will feud immediately, so you have to keep them isolated.
They will kill you.
Yep, that's how it works.
I think there was only one in Talladega Nights. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. One of my neighbors in Rome actually has two Jaguars outside his house at all times. I've never seen either of them move, so maybe you need three.
All right, three Gio Reynas. Done and dusted. We
three.
Got it.
Triplets! Yep. All right, that's settled. Your present just got a bit more expensive, but that's fine, Taylor. No problems at all.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I've got a slightly expensive present I might come in with here. I'm going to buy every Leeds United fan a beer. It's going to be a tough season. It's going to be a tough second half of the season for Leeds United. And I've found two amazing options because, believe it or not, there are two Marcelo Bielsa beers out there.
What?
There is a Norwegian brewer based in the town of Fredrikstad. Neusum Craft Beer has produced the exactly what we need, pale ale. That one came out earlier in April. And actually, that is linked to the Leeds United Supporters Club of Scandinavia. They've helped produce that one. And also, there's one in the UK called Bielsa Press, which is a fantastic name. That's from Wild Child Brewing Company. And I ask all of you gents, is there anything more hipster in the world than a craft beer named after Marcelo Bielsa? Because yeah. I can't picture it in my head.
Is it served in the giant bucket that yes. he sits in sits on at the side of the pitch? I feel like it should be.
It comes by the plastic bucket, yes, Graham. Yes. So I'm going to have to be buying, I don't know, 50,000 of these things for Leeds United fans just to maybe get them through these winter months. yeah, that's it. The Wild Child, if you Google it, the can looks a bit more impressive, and it's got like a tiny Bielsa to go on with, along with tiny Mourinho to Disney World on the can. So take a look at that. And it's 6.6% because Bielsa turned 66 this year,
wow.
says here. Wonderful stuff. Taylor, how do you like craft beer? Would you drink a Bielsa Press?
I absolutely would. As long as it's capable of being put into a cooler that you can then sit on. I feel like that is the appropriate way to consume a Bielsa beer. I do, Ryan, to your question about like the hipsterdom of that beverage. There's like the Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode where there's a Brooklyn chocolate milk place, but then of course it's like the bitterness of the chocolate brings out the sourness of the milk. Like they use sour milk to make their chocolate milk, and that's what I think of. It's like a not particularly palatable but very aggressive like chocolate milk. That would be the most hipster Marcelo Bielsa influenced thing I can think of. That you must drink it this exact way, and it must be consumed in this exact fashion. And even if it doesn't taste well, you must finish it because it is good for you. That is the Bielsa chocolate milk that I need in my life.
Definitely. I think this beer, now you've mentioned it, Taylor, both these beers are probably absolutely disgusting, but by design. almost certainly. Joe, have you got anything more on your list, sir?
I do. First of all, I just don't like it when my beverage is man mark, so that's going to be a pass from me.
That's fair.
I want to give Bruce Arena, really, I just want to text Bruce Arena. It's not even a real gift, but I think it'll be helpful for him. It's a link to www.mlssoccer.com/players, because based off of some of the Revs acquisitions over the last couple of weeks, I'm not so sure that Bruce Arena knows that there are other players in Major League Soccer besides players that he coached with the Galaxy years ago. Taylor, you and I kind of talked about this on Tuesday yeah. with that Sebastian Legette trade. And we talked about, is this just a fuzzy, warm, and happy reunion? And I kind of poo-pooed that. Well, now he's got Legette, who he's coached before with the national team and with the Galaxy. And they just signed, the New England Revolution just signed Omar Gonzalez in free agency. So you what? Can add those two guys to the multiple Galaxy, former Galaxy players that the Revs already have on their roster that I believe Bruce Arena brought in over the last couple of seasons in Emma Boateng and in AJ De La Garza. And you've got quite the Galaxy reunion going on. So I just want to let Bruce know, hey, if you're looking for these intra-league deals, which I know he likes and appreciates, there are other teams and other players that you can sort of pick from and negotiate with. So MLSsoccer.com/players, it'll do wonders for you.
It's almost, Joe, as if you work for MLSsoccer.com with all these suggestions you're making, by the way.
Oh, Ryan.
Use the promo code Joe Lowry Needs Money to get
at MLSstore.com.
Yeah, exactly.
The promo code only works on the NYCFC charcoal boxer briefs. So my profit margins are a bit thin, but they're there nonetheless.
Excellent. We hope that we'll boost those somewhat with this episode, Joe.
Thank you.
Graham, I'll come to you. Anything else from you, sir?
Yeah, so I've got some gifts for you guys. So I'm going to start off with a gift for Mr. Joseph Lowry. I was thinking it had to be something film related. We need a gateway drug for you, Joe, to get into film. So I was thinking Moneyball on Blu-ray, right? So you've got Brad Pitt, you've got Oscar-nominated Jonah Hill, you've got John Henry towards the end in there, you've got Chris Pratt before he was the sexiest man alive, and listen to this, Joe, you've got stats, lots and lots of stats and numbers. So from Moneyball, we can then lead you down the garden path of Hollywood. So from there, you can go to Space Jam, the good one, not the recent one. And then we'll ultimately end up at the greatest film of all time by next Christmas, which is undoubtedly Spice World.
Okay, your path there, Graham, took a direction I wasn't expecting, if I'm honest.
Well, there's a lot of time between now and yeah. next Christmas, so it's a long path. There's a film every few days, and it leads from Moneyball to Spice World. I don't see how anyone could deny that.
Graham, I love it. That is incredibly thoughtful, and I still have never seen Moneyball. I haven't seen or read Moneyball,
what?
And I just feel dirty saying that, but it's true. So I think you know me just the right amount, Graham. I do need to start with Moneyball.
Yeah. I mean, in all seriousness, it is a good film.
Yeah, I've only ever heard good things about it. I just, you know, watching movies is a struggle for me. But I'll get there, Graham. I'll do it for you.
Well, so I've gone a similar route here. I did confirm that Joe had seen at least some of the Captain America movies before giving him this one. But I think we should just get Joe either Captain America's notebook itself or just a notebook for Joe to track our references and then decide if we have good taste for himself. So he can write down, like, okay, this movie Graham says I need to watch. And then he can let us know what he thinks. We could go with the really Captain good. America list and then expand it from there. I'm assuming Joe has seen a Star War, I'm hoping.
I've seen all the Star Wars. Yes.
Okay. All right. There we go. Wow. See? You can already cross that one off the list. But that way we can track the things that Joe still needs to watch to be able to not stare blankly at us when we make a reference to something.
I'm still reeling from Spice World. I'm sorry.
Spice up your life, wow. Ryan. Spice up your life.
Indeed. Graham, boy. Greatest movie of all time. I thought that was Uncle Buck. Maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, most people do accept it as between Uncle Buck or Spice World.
That's what the critics do say. You just reminded me of something, by the way. Listener, if you want to say the words Spice Girls in a Scottish accent, all you have to do is say Space Ghettos in a Southern American accent. Space Ghettos. Like that?
I've never heard that one before. Yeah, that's quite good.
Works a charm. I'm going to wade in here with a gift for all three of you. I got you all the same thing. I hope you don't mind.
Tacky.
Well, you'll see, Joseph. You'll see. The Wonderful World of Jack Grealish's Calves, the 2022 calendar.
What?
12 pages of pure Jack Grealish calf. How do you like that? This is a calendar that's apparently sold over 400 copies already, which doesn't seem a lot for a calendar, but hey, 2021, maybe they don't sell as much these days. Kevin Beresford is a 69-year-old retired painter, according to the Daily Mail, who has created lots of calendars over the years. His highlights include...
Wait, is this a real thing?
This is a real thing,
yeah.
Which is actually for sale. His previous greatest hits, Graham, are The Roundabouts of the World, Welsh Mailboxes, and Park Benches in the West Midlands. He has reached his zenith point by doing a calendar just of Jack Grealish's two hits, his two calves, which presumably, from looking at the calendar, seems to use lots of copyrighted photos he does not have permission to use in a calendar. But I give that to all three of you because Jack Grealish's calves are wonderful. Although, Taylor, it does reveal my pet peeve of the short socks, no shin guards thing. Yeah.
I mean, I think maybe he'll like spice it up and give you some different ones as the year goes on, just so you get different looks at the calves. I like that Jack Grealish has some things to do when he's not annoying Pep Guardiola. We missed that story. We didn't talk about it too much, but it seems like he and Phil Foden have annoyed Pep with their goings out. So maybe he can focus on expanding his catalog. / calendar offerings.
He's been spending too much time with Mrs. Grealish 69.
Goodness, what a reference.
That's a deep cut reference right there.
It's a throwback right there.
Very impressive. All right. Taylor, any more from you, sir?
Oh, yeah, I got a couple. I'll run through them more quickly. For Graham, I was going to do a subscription to Kit of the Month because I couldn't think about the kit he probably needs. And then I realized that's basically just away days. I did check to see they do indeed ship internationally. So you can find basically the service that will send you mystery kits, random kits from different clubs around the world. And you can get sort of different variations on that. And you can get a subscription too. I'm not going to get that for you, Graham. Instead, what I'm going to get you is the opportunity to host an episode of the Total Soccer Show at some point this year. And it will be called Real Food or Made Up Food. And Graham can just say a thing. And then the three of us have to determine either collectively or individually if it's a real food. And then Graham will tell us if we're correct or not. I feel like it would help us understand Graham's entire lifestyle right there, basically.
I would have said Munchie Box is fake, so I'm going to be in the hole real quick, but I cannot wait for this to happen.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically our WhatsApp group chat, just in podcast form.
And my final one, this one maybe requires some listener input, because I feel like we could do it for the year past, but maybe for the year to come. I gave Joe a notebook. I think we need a logbook of all the ways Ryan manages to shoehorn in Wimbledon, so that it will be preserved for posterity just how crafty he is when it comes to doing that. Because they really are, once you start listening for them, they're in there pretty regularly, and he does it in a variety of ways that aren't quite as obvious up front. And then suddenly it's like, oh yeah, and he scored those many goals for Wimbledon in 1994. Anyway, moving on. It's always very subtle, but we get there eventually.
Yes, I like to permeate the listener with Ace of Wimbledon-ness at every opportunity. I am a one-trick pony, Taylor. I am a one-trick pony.
No, it's not. It's a. I mean, how? What other opportunity are we going to have to talk about Wimbledon? Like, it's not as a, if they make the FA Cup final, we will discuss them. But aside from that, we're not going to talk about them too much on the show, I don't think. So it makes sense for you to get your references in where you can. I mean, I do something similar. It's why Louis Van Gaal has already been brought up on this show. So I don't begrudge you at all. I think it's pretty crafty and clever, and I think it'd be good to track all of the many Wimbledon references and see what we learn at the end of the year.
And apropos of nothing, if you check the Soccer 101 feed, by the way, we're going to have an episode about Boxing Day coming up very shortly. Wimbledon's Boxing Day game was cancelled while we're recording. Wonderful world that we live in, ladies and gents. Oh, one more thing, Graham. I just wanted to get your reaction to Taylor's gift for you there. You were going to get a kit a month, and then you ended up with work, I think.
I hadn't even clocked that. Yeah, thanks, Taylor.
Shut up, Ryan. Shut up.
So generous.
He doesn't need to know it. for Graham, I really this holiday season, I thought it was really important that he get all the editing work for the next year. So, Graham, I want you to have that honor and that privilege of putting the show together and inputting all the ads.
So thoughtful. Thank you.
Admin Rutherford. That's what we'll call you in 2022, Graham. All right. On that wonderfully festive note, I think we should wrap up our Christmas episode. Thank you once again, listener, for sticking with us for this entire year. We look forward to chatting with you in the coming year and years indeed. Taylor Rockwell, thank you so much, sir.
Right back at you, buddy. Happy holidays to you all and to everyone listening. Thank you all for sticking with us and for continuing to listen even as we riff about Scotland and Wimbledon and stats and lots of other weird things along the way.
And Spice World. Joe Lowry, thank you very much.
Jack Grealish, more like Jacked Grealish. Okay.
Right? Right?
I'm done.
And Graham Ruthven, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Ryan Bailey.
Listener, happy holidays to you. We'll be back soon. Bye.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.